Our Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you. You love him this morning? If you love him, say amen.
Amen.
We thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. Let that light shine in our hearts this morning, Lord. We thank you for such a time like this and opportunity to gather together and fellowship in the word of the Lord. Now, as we stand the message of the Lord, we ask the blessing of the Lord in every heart. Let your will be done. Let your name be glorified. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's put our hands together one more time for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, last week, now we didn't get to do a review because of the testimony segment. So I'm just going to do a quick review myself because, you know, this message piggybacks on last week's. So last week it was prophetic prayers, you know, and I will be doing some prophetic pronunciation again today. So I want to piggyback on that. Prophetic prayers is about using the word of God, what God has already said, you know, and using that to shape whatever situation that you are in. Not leaving it up to chance, but speaking the word of God in confidence into the situation that you are in. Amen. And the Bible says, command ye me concerning the works of my hands. We talked about that last week. And the secret is in how Joshua did it before the Lord. When he did it, the Bible said Joshua spake to the Lord in the presence of the children of Israel. But when we look at what he actually said, he was actually speaking to the sun and the moon. But he spake to the Lord, it was told us. So we see that that's how we command the works of God's hands. You know, when we speak to situation, whatever the situation is, and we use his word, you know, we can influence that situation and outcome to our good. Amen. So that's all the summary I am going to give about last week's. Of course, it's on the website. If you want to listen to the full message, you can go to our website, gmichurch.org. You'll find all the sermons there. Today, I'm going to touch on something that I've preached on before, but in a different way today because of last week's message. So today I will be talking about the dew, and that's D-E-W, the dew of heaven. Amen. And I will be commanding, the Bible says, command ye concerning the works of my hands. I will be commanding the dew of heaven on some that want to receive it this morning. Amen. Now, I am going to start here in the book of Genesis chapter 27. This is the scripture that inspired this message, Genesis 27 and verse 28. If they want to put that up for me quickly to help me go through this quicker. Genesis 27, 28. Now, therefore, God give thee the dew of heaven. Amen. Now, that was not exactly a prayer, but it was like a prophetic declaration, you know. So, and I am going to borrow that this morning. Amen? You know, so you can read the whole chapter. I don't want to go into that story because of, you know, all that, because of the time and all that. But you can read the story of Isaac and Jacob and how he got the blessing and all, and how Jacob got the blessing and so forth instead of Esau. You can read all of that. And but here's the one that we're concentrating on this morning. The Lord God give thee the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and the plenty of corn and wine. Well, corn and wine, whatever it is for them in those days, you know, we're going to command a blessing upon the people of the Lord today. Amen. Now, but the message that you want to listen to, you know, also back in July of 15, I think it was 2012, there's a message on our website there called The Three Seasons of the dew, and the dew. You know, so I had to go back when the word came to me. I had to go back and look at it. So I think I preached on that before. So I went back and listened to it. I said, oh, yeah, I did preach on that before. You know, so I'm going to bring it in a different perspective today. Now, D-O is dew. So there's something that you must do for yourself, which God's not going to do for you. Now, we must do our part. That's D-O. We must do our part. Praise the Lord. Matthew 7 and 7, let me give some quick scriptures. But there's one place that I'm going to here this morning. Matthew 7, 7 talks about A-S-K. Ask, seek, and knock. And we've talked about that before. You know, and you must do these things. You must ask, you must seek, and you must knock. And you must keep doing these things until you find what you want. Now, there's a time for everything. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, the first several verses talk to us about that. But I will just read one verse. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 4, if you can put that up. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 4. You know, everything that we do, there is time for it. But if you look at the wind, you will not sow. If you look at the clouds, you will not reap. Now, if you want to know about God putting an order in the things that we do, you have to read chapter 3 of that book in Ecclesiastes. You see that there is a time for everything. There's a time for you to plant, and there's a time for you to reap, and so on and so forth. You know, but I don't want to take time to read that on account of all of the things we got going on today and the shortness of the time. But, you know, if you're looking at this verse here, it's very important. If you're looking at the wind, you say, well, the wind's blowing, you know, then you won't do anything you need to do. If you're looking at the clouds, well, then you won't, you say, well, it's about to rain, then you won't do anything. You say, well, there's a lion in the street, and so forth, you know. Those who are, the Bible said, a slothful man said there's a lion in the street, so he won't even do anything, you know, and so forth. Now, if you don't do, you don't do your part, then you're not going to get the blessing that God wants us of us. Now, you must do your part and leave the rest to God. Amen. Now, here's a scripture for you young folks. And when I say young, if you're younger than me, you're young. Now, Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 27 is a scripture that I have lived by, you know, my life. And I know that it's a good thing. So you take it from me today. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Amen. So do all the hard work in your youth. You do all the hard work, and then God's going to bless you later. You know, don't start with trying to enjoy first. No. You put in all the time first. You know, there's even a scripture in the book of Proverbs chapter 24, and I think it might be verse 27 or so. Proverbs 24 and verse 27. Say, look, prepare thy work without first. You know, take care of business. Do the hard work and so forth. And afterwards, you build your house, you know. Afterwards, you're going to enjoy the blessing. But don't try to put the horse, I mean, or the cart before the horse. You know, so there's a time for everything. So there's a time you must do. You know, if you're a student and you are in school, you know, I don't care how much faith you have. If you don't do your assignments and do your homework and do those projects when they are due and so forth, and you don't study, you know, those grades are not going to turn out like you want it. You know, so you've got to do your part. Can everybody say amen to that? You got to do whatever it takes. You got to study. You got to study. Even the Bible says for those who are in preaching and so forth, study. Show yourself approved unto God and all that. You know, so you must study. You must do your homework. You must do all of this. Now, if you are on the job, you're working for somebody else. The Bible says, seest thou a man that is diligent in his ways, he shall stand before kings and not before mean men. Amen. You know, so you be diligent and then see what God is going to do for you. So these are some scriptures and all of that. And you do all that you can, leave the rest to God. In fact, in the book of Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 33, the last verse of it, it says, look, the lot is cast into the laps. You know, so you do something, but the outcome, you know, is controlled by the Lord. Amen. But you must do your part. You know, you must cast the lot. You know, the Bible says, cast thy bread upon the waters, and this one in the morning. So, you know, put off the seed, and in the evening withhold not your hand. You don't know which one's going to prosper, this or that, or whether God will bless them both alike. You know, so you must do your part. Okay, so that's the part that I want to bring across. Now, the other one is due season. D-U-E, which is due season. Now, if you don't faint, the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, if you put that up for me, you will receive something good if you faint not. If you keep doing the right thing, be not weary in well-doing. The Bible says in good season, we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us say due season. That's due season, D-U-E, the season that, you know, God has appointed. But let me read one more scripture that emphasizes that it is God that calls the times. God calls the times, you know, and the time is in his hands. You know, he calls those times. Now, let's look at Psalms 102 and verse 13. God appoints the times that he's going to bless. You know, he said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Amen. Now, God knows what those set times is. And I believe that at the beginning of this year, the Lord told us, well, last year he told us that it was going to be a year of promise. This year he did tell us that it was going to be a year of fulfillment, you know, and so forth like that. So God is calling the time. And we see examples in the Bible where the Lord, would, you know, the scriptures would say, at a certain season, something happened. You know, he called the time. You know, there was the stirring of the pool of the angel that went in at a certain season, you know, and so forth like that. You know, God called those times and so forth. Now, we know that God calls the times. When God has appointed the time to favor you, nobody can change it. Amen. And there are some things prophetically, you know, prophetically in the prophetic time cycles, there are some things that God has called and nobody can change those things. But I'm going to show you a dimension of faith that goes beyond, you know, sometimes even that. You know, you got to really understand how the Lord works. You know, sometimes if you have some real faith, powerful faith, you can pierce the veil and go beyond even the dimension. Well, you know, you say, well, it's not time. Well, maybe it wasn't time. But there is a story in Mark 7, and it's also in Matthew 15. But let me read the part that's in Matthew chapter 15. There's a story there about this lady. Some of you may remember her. We call her the Greek woman, or we call her the Syrophoenician woman sometimes. You know, so as this story went, this woman had a need of something that she wanted the Lord to do for her, you know, concerning her daughter that was sick. So let me pick up the story here in verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan, this is Matthew 15 and 22, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, have mercy upon me, O Lord, son of David, and so forth. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. So the disciples came and besought him, send her away, and so forth. She's bothering us here, you know. And then he answered and said, look, I'm not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And the woman came and worshipped and asked the Lord, you know, help me, help me, help me. And, you know, of course, the Lord already knew what he was going to do. But he put out this story here for us to learn something tremendous. You know, so, and then he turned to the woman and said, look, I cannot give the children's bread to dogs. Man, that's deep. You know, and a lot of people would have gone away offended at that saying. They would have said, he called me a dog, you know, and they would have gone away. But the Lord knew what he was bringing out. And he said, look, I can't take the children's bread and give it to dogs because it's not yet time. See, I came right now for the children of Israel. You know, it's not yet your time and so forth, you know. And she said, well, yeah, that's true, Lord. She didn't argue. He said, well, that's true. But the dogs have their place too. Amen. And after the children have eaten the food on the table, the crumbs will fall down, and that's enough for the dogs to eat. My lions. When she said that, the Lord said, well, I have never seen this kind of thing. Great is your faith, O woman. She pierced the veil. She went beyond time. You know, Don't worry about it's time or it's not time and so forth. If you have real faith, you can get God to do anything for you. Amen. This woman had real faith. It wasn't her time. She went beyond, you know. Remember one time, even I remember David, you know, they said, well, you can't eat that. It's for priests and it's for this and high priests and so forth like that. You know, he said, well, give it to me. Amen. He took the showbread. Not only did he eat it, he gave it also to those who were with him. And they ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat. He pierced the time also. So God calls the time. But if you have enough faith, you can go even beyond time. But this last part, so that's the second due. This last part I want to talk about is the dew of heaven. D-E-W. So the dew of heaven is like when God sends your blessing, his blessing upon you. Amen. That's right. And that's the one that, look, I don't care what anybody says about it. There's nothing anybody can do about it. It cannot change. When God has commanded that blessing, remember last week he said, look, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you even command the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Can you do these things? Do you understand how these things work and set their dominion upon the earth? Yeah, if you do, you know, we showed that how last week. If you have enough faith, you know, you can command the things of God in the heavens and they can bring their dominion and influence upon the earth and change the situation. If you have enough faith for that. But when God has said it is time, there is nothing that devil or anybody else can do about it. Amen. Amen. So the dew, D-E-W, of heaven. There is a time that God has called for it. It's called the appointed time. And I believe that this year, for the people in this church, because the Lord said it'll be the year of fulfillment. You know, it's been promised and so forth. You say, well, you know, his promises and so forth. And Lord said, that my words shall no longer be prolonged. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God's going to bring the dew of heaven. And I noticed even in my house, you know, I spend a lot of time trying to water my plants and so on like that, you know, and I can spray all I want and so forth. And this thing just struggles during the dry season and so forth. But if it just rains one time, this thing begins to blossom. And I often wonder, I say, Lord, so one day I said, well, I'm not going to water this thing. Let the rain come. Amen. And the rain actually came and it helped me for some days and so forth. And that thing blossomed beautifully. You know, I noticed that, you know, when it comes, when God sends it, it's a blessing like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's read some scriptures just to see prophetically, because I will be making a pronunciation in a few minutes. I'll be pronouncing that dew, D-E-W, of heaven. Amen. Now, so let's read some scriptures very quickly. Now, remember, it is the Lord thy God that gives thee the power to get wealth. Amen. Deuteronomy 8 and 18. You'll find it there. You cannot do it yourself. You know, remember, it is the Lord that gives you the power to get wealth. The reason he does it is so that he may establish his covenant, which he already swore, you know, ahead of time, even before your time, he wants to bring it to pass in your life. Amen. You will be the beneficiary of all of the blessings that God has commanded in the past. Amen. If you believe that, you can say amen for it. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. It says, the Lord will teach you how to profit. He said, thus said the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God that teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. He would do all these things, you know, because he's going to bring you into a place. You got to be in the right place, you know, to get that blessing. But God's going to, when God calls the time, remember messages like that he might be fulfilled, which we preach, just following the message of the hope for the year, and right after that it might be fulfilled. God will orchestrate things in order to bring to pass his blessing in your life. Amen. But you will also do well to remember these scriptures that we have said. That it's not going to be by your strength or your knowledge only. Remember, Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. You know, he said, it is not by might, neither yet by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I am going to go into one or two or three scriptures that I'm going to use for pronunciation. The message this morning will be brief. But you can latch on. Now, let me say something also about the Word of God before I read some of these scriptures. Because somebody might say, well, that's for Israel. The Word of God is eternal. Amen. It is not bound by time or space, but by one nation or another nation. All the things in the Bible that God spoke concerning Israel, if you are of the stock of Abraham, hallelujah, it's yours as well. Amen. And I remember that, many prophecies in the Bible have dual prophetic applications. Like, out of Egypt have I called my son, talking about Jesus. But he did actually literally call, Israel out of Egypt. So we know, all these things and so forth. So when you see the scriptures, if you can believe God, just like this Syrophoenician woman, Jesus said, that's for Israel. She said, well, I believe God. I'm going to reach out. And she did. And she got it. Amen. So when you see any of these wonderful things that God has promised for Israel, even some things in the millennium and some wonderful things and so forth, that's great. But you can believe God right now and it can be yours. Amen. So let me read some of these promises. And that's the reason why I showed that, went through that story real quickly of the Syrophoenician woman. So you can know how that even when Jesus said it's for Israel, when you see a scripture that say, well, that may be for Israel, if you believe God, you can get anything you want from the Lord. Let me just read a few verses here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44. And before I read that, quickly here, God just reminded me of this. This is how God will help you too, along with those other verses that I read to show you that the Lord is the one that's going to enable you. He's the great enabler. Here is one in Psalm 44, verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Amen. Neither did their arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. See, when the favor of God is working for you, you can get the victory on all these things, the land and whatever else. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, so let's go back to Isaiah 44, and let me read a few things, a blessing. And I'm going to use this, this is the dew of heaven that I'm going to call in a few minutes, and you can receive it. Here it goes. He says in Isaiah 44 and verse 3. For I will pour water, so this is like torrential floods. You go even beyond the dew, you're going to torrential outpourings. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. And floods. So you're going to a dimension that's even more than dew now. You're going to a real dimension. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. And my blessing upon thy offspring. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Now, many of you parents are here. I'm going to tell you something. And I like to say this. That the law of success is in succession. Amen. So our children must be greater than us. Amen. They must do better than we did. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord said in Psalm 115, the Lord will do what? He will increase you more and more, you and your children. Praise the Lord. But we get to some, we get to some place in life and so forth. It's really more about their children increasing. Amen. So I'm going to pronounce these blessings today. And you can catch them for yourself, for your children, whatever. The Lord's going to do it. Now, he said, look, your offspring, they shall spring up. Even as among the grass, as willows of the water courses. So the Lord's going to bring these blessings and so forth. Now, listen to this. If you really believe God, here's the word of God that you can use in any situation. Isaiah 44 and verse 23. I love this one. In any situation, you can declare the victory, ahead of time by saying, sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has already done it. Not that he's going to do it. The Lord has done it. And ye lower parts of the earth, you can command everything to shout and rejoice with you. Didn't the Bible say in Isaiah 55 that you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace? That the Lord will line up even the trees of the field to clap their hands for you? That's right. You know, so you can command everything. Command them to join and praise the Lord. Amen. Break forth into singing, O ye mountains and forests and every tree and so forth. For God has done great things. Put your name there. You know, Jacob does not have exclusive access to God. Put your name right there. Amen. God has glorified and redeemed who? Put your name there. Hallelujah. Put your family name there. Put your children's name there. He will glorify himself in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, listen to what he will also do. As he brings, this is how, when he's doing his thing, this is how he brings confusion to the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, he said, verse 24, thus said the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee, I am the Lord that maketh all things. You know, sometimes the Lord has to remind us, you know, he reminds us, because sometimes people forget. I am the Lord that maketh all things, and I stretch forth the heavens by myself, you know, and the earth alone. You know, he doesn't need any help. He does all these things by himself. Now, but listen to this. Frustrated, I am the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Amen. You know, and maketh diviners to be mad. See, they can't divine your life, you know, as the wind bloweth, every way it goes and so forth, nobody can tell. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. But don't submit to them. If you go and submit to them, now all of a sudden, you know, don't ever submit to a soothsayer or anything like that. You are way above them. Amen. They cannot divine your life. But if you submit, then all kinds of things may happen. Now, the Lord will frustrate the tokens of the liars. Make diviners to be mad. Turn wise men backwards. And make their knowledge to be foolish. But he also goes beyond, I say, that confirmeth the word of his servant. And I'm depending upon that here this morning. Amen. You know, that performeth, confirms the word of his servant, perform the counsel of his messengers, and so forth. And say to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited to the cities of Judah and all that. You know, put together all the things that you want the Lord to do for you. And I dare say that I am also the Lord that maketh the gainsayers to see it and be ashamed. I am the Lord that makes those that have said, aha, aha, to gnash upon their teeth when they shall see the dew of heaven upon you. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for that if you believe it. Hallelujah. That's right. The Lord will even set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And as if that's not enough, he will make your enemies to serve you on that table. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. That's the dew of heaven. You've heard that story and you remember me preaching about it at least a couple of times here, you know, about how Haman wanted to do all these things against, you know, Mordecai and so forth and like that, and how God turned that around. Hallelujah. That's how the dew of heaven works. Now, listen to some more things here that the Lord is going to do for you. And as I am reading this, you know, just believe God, you know, believe God and claim it for yourself. Let me jump to Isaiah 54 here. I had more scriptures that I will read here, but I will abbreviate it, and I will just pronounce them as we pray. Now, let me read a few here in Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Let me read from verse 1. Sing, O barren. Well, you know, barrenness is not only about not bearing forth children. Barrenness could be things are not going right for you in your life. Your business is not going anywhere. You know, what God seemed to have promised for you is not forthcoming. I mean, things are just not working. That's barrenness. Well, sing, O barren, and thou that is not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that is not travail with child. For more are there children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. This is how God does his things. He can cross those hands at any time, and he can bring the blessings. Enlarge the place of your tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Now listen to this. You know, so I'm going to use this in prayer in just a few minutes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed, well, not only will they inherit the Gentiles, the Bible says the merchandise of Ethiopia. You know, and so forth. men of Sabaeans, and so forth, treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places, and so forth, come over in chains. We don't seek these things, but when it is time for the dew of heaven, they just come upon you. God just downloads them into your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm talking about the dew of heaven here this morning that's going to fall on some of you, if you can believe it. Amen. Now, when that happens, you're going to break forth on the left, on the right. You're going to do all these great things and so forth. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither shalt thou be confounded. And you shall not be put to shame. And even the shame of your youth and all that stuff, you're going to forget it. Because the Lord is going, for your trouble, he's going to give you double. Amen. For thy maker is thy husband, and all these wonderful things that he promised. Now, listen to this. Verse 13. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Amen. In righteousness shall thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. You know, some of you are being oppressed on your jobs. Well, why is this scripture not taking place? Well, take a hold of this word of God and stand in prayer and say, look, you know, thus saith the Lord to the situation. Remember last week, speak to the bones, dry bones, command the winds and so forth. Thus saith the Lord to this situation. I shall be far from oppression and from fear and from terror, because it shall not come near me. And use the word of God to shape the situation and to take control of that situation. Behold, they shall surely gather together. Well, you can't do anything about that. There are peeping and muttering spirits. They are going to do their own thing. You can't do anything about that. But not by me, saith the Lord. And whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. You don't need to pray about that. It's already going to happen. Amen. What you need to do is pray that the Lord will have mercy upon them. Amen. Now, you must pray that the Lord will have mercy upon them. Because that's what the Bible says. But don't worry about, you know, God do this and that to them. No, you pray that the Lord will have mercy upon them. God will take care of business. Amen. Now, listen to this. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen. Now, last but not the least, I'm going to read one scripture here, and then we're going to pray. In the book of Isaiah, I love this book of Isaiah. You know, anytime I want to inspire myself, you know, I just read this several places in this Bible, in this Isaiah. Isaiah 25. I'm going to read some things here, and we're going to pray. And we're going to do some prophetic prayers, but it's a prophetic declaration, in particular, that dew of heaven, I'm going to call it down into your life as you believe God. Now, Isaiah 25, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Will somebody exalt the Lord here this morning? Will you exalt the Lord here this morning? I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Amen. Now listen to this. For thou hast made of a city an heap. You know, anything that gathered against you and so forth, a defense city, a ruin, a palace of strangers, no city. It levels them and so forth. It shall be never built. You know, and so forth. Now, therefore, the strong people. Are there some strong people in here this morning? The people that know their God shall be what? They shall be strong. Do you know your God? God doesn't want any of that weak stuff. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't be a pushover for the devil. You are strong. The Bible says even to the young men, I write unto you because you are strong and you have overcome the devil. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Therefore, the strong people shall glorify the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, for thou hast been a strength to the poor. Oh, every time I read this, thou hast been a strength to the poor and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of thy terrible ones as a storm, you know. Amen. Now thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place. The heat as the shadow of a cloud and so forth. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. Now listen to this in verse 6. In this mountain, in this place, shall the Lord of hosts make a feast of things and so forth. Wings, fast things and all that. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast. There's something that's holding God's people back from seeing his glory. There's something that is holding the blessing of God and the dew of God. It's like a covering cast. God will destroy it. God is going to destroy that covering cast, folks. And he's going to remove that veil. And you are going to enter into your blessing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He will also swallow up even death in victory. Oh my. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. Now, God is going to rebuke the rebuke of his people. And that's what I'm going to be doing here this morning. The Lord is going to rebuke the rebuke of his people. Praise the Lord. Now, let's stand to our feet. Enough said. I'm going to say the rest in this segment of prayer. Now, this is prophetic prayers, folks. I am going to prophetically declare some things. And if you believe, just latch on to it and begin to declare for yourself. Amen. Amen. Now, this is a different kind of prayer. You know, this is a different kind of prayer. There's all kinds of prayers. There's supplications, there's intercession, there's all these things, giving of thanks and so forth, you know. And this is a different kind of prayer. And if you were here last week, you will know why. It's different. It's a prophetic kind of prayer, declaration. So let's go into prayers. I want you to raise your hands where you are. Now, there is a covering cast. God has been trying to bless you. You know, it's like God sent the answer to Daniel, but there was something that was waylaying and delaying it. There is a covering cast, and I'm coming against that covering cast here this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there has been a covering cast in your life. Every time you get this close, you got so close, but you missed it. It's like the man, he said, every time I tried to step into the water, he thought it was his turn. But somebody got in ahead of him. Somebody stole the blessing ahead of him. And Jesus said, never mind about the water. Hallelujah, somebody. Never mind about the water here this morning, folks. Put your eyes on the Lord. Some of you say, well, I have no man to help me. Don't worry about that. Jesus is your help. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I feel a moving of his spirit in my heart. And I want you to step forward to receive the dew of heaven. That's right. Come on down. Because God is going to lift the covering cast. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stand and I speak to the Lord God Almighty. Just like Joshua, he spoke to the Lord in that day. I speak to the Lord. Now, thou covering cast. Lift up your hands, O ye people. God is lifting you up from over the people, you covering cast. The Lord destroy you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke the rebuke of his people. The rebuke that has been in your life. That made the enemy to say, aha, aha. To say, where is their God? Today, the Lord rebuked that rebuke in Jesus' name.
The Lord remove the covering cast. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Now the Lord bless you with the dew of heaven. The Lord bless you with the dew of heaven. Let the dew of heaven fall upon you. Let it saturate you. In fact, the dew is not enough. The Lord said, I will pour water upon the thirsty ground. A deluge of his blessing is coming upon you. For the appointed time is here. The Lord has appointed the time. And there is nothing the devil can do about it. God calls the time, folks. And he has called this time for you. It is your time. It is your time. The time to favor God's people has come. In the name of Jesus Christ. But you must do your part. That's right. You must do your part. And you will hear that voice. You will hear instruction. Even when you are sleeping in the night, God will put instruction in your heart. And when you wake up in the morning, he might tell you where to put in the sickle and to reap. Oh yeah, because we already prayed that prayer. I already prayed for everyone here today. And God is going to bless your hearts with wisdom and understanding, with knowledge. He's going to treat you how to profit in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, concerning your children, the Bible said the seed of the righteous shall be mighty upon the earth. Hallelujah. Well, they're not going to be weaklings. They're not going to be last. They will be first. Above only. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And they will be able to speak with the enemies in the gate. They're not going to back down from the devil. Hallelujah. It will not be a pushover for the devil. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, remember your word which you have spoken. That your word shall no longer be prolonged. And that you will confirm the counsel of your messenger. And perform the word of your servant. And you sent me here this morning to pronounce this dew of blessing upon your people. And to command that the covering cast be lifted up. And I be destroyed. So that the glory of God. Now, lift up your heads, O ye gates. He said, open ye the gates. And let the righteous nation come in. Now, every gate or gates of brass, covering cast, whatever it is that has held back the children of God. The dew of heaven must come through. So let the cast be removed. Let the dew of heaven begin to come through in the name of Jesus. Let the gates be broken asunder. Let the bars be cut into pieces. Now remember, promotion doesn't come from the west, the east, or the south. You know, and the Lord has a way of doing it. If he has to, he'll cross his hands. He'll bring from there and give to you. And the Lord said, I will no more allow your corn to be eaten by the stranger. I will no more give your corn for meat to the enemy. But you have labored for it. You shall also eat it, said the Lord. Amen. The blessing of the dew of heaven be upon every one of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blessing of the rain that God said, I will pour rains. Floods upon the thirsty ground. Let it come upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, God is the one that blessed Abraham. He called him and he blessed him. The people wanted to be great on their own. The Tower of Babel in the previous chapter, or in the chapter, you know, they wanted to be great. But God already called Abraham and said, I will make you great. Forget that Tower of Babel stuff, you know, but I will make you great. Now, the Lord also tells us that because he wanted to make assurance doubly sure concerning the blessing that he pronounced upon Abraham, of whom you are his children today, if you believe by faith. To make that assurance doubly sure, he looked up and down and wanted to swear by somebody greater than himself. Because that's how you make an oath. You swear by somebody greater. So the Lord also wanted to swear by somebody greater. So he tried to find somebody greater. And of course, that search proved there was nobody greater. So he swore by himself. Hallelujah. Now God has sworn. Now there's not too many times that God swears in the Bible. God has sworn by himself that surely blessing I will bless you. Now he said that to Abraham, folks. Are you the children of Abraham here today? Blessing I will bless you. And in multiplying, I will multiply you. You will not be diminished, but you will be increased. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you praise the Lord your God. Bless the name of 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 the Lord your God. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you will be the first to come back and give a testimony to the Lord, he will do it as quickly as between now and that testimony. Hallelujah. That's right. Because God has the infinite capacity to do these things. He has already seen it. He called the end even from the beginning. He knows the answer. He knows it all. Now, the Lord grant you according to the desires of your own heart. Only tender your hearts unto the Lord, that your hearts may be aligned to the word of God, that your hearts may be aligned to his will, saith the Lord. And then you shall ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be done unto you. If his word abide in you, you can use that word to shape the situation. You can use that word every day to praise the Lord. He said, in thy word, O Lord, will I praise thy name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, O Lord, watch over the word. Remember, the word will sustain itself. Watch over the word. It's been spoken upon your lives. It cannot return void. It is going to accomplish the thing. God is not finished yet with that situation. He's not finished yet. If God is in it, it's not over yet. Hallelujah. You will see the glory of God if thou canst only believe. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Amen and amen and amen. You may be seated. Lord bless you all.